A U.S. newspaper has revealed that Washington knew about torture taking place in Afghanistan's prisons. The Washington Post quotes top CIA, State Department, and military officials as saying that they received multiple warnings about the abuse. Police in the U.S. have arrested dozens of anti-Wall Street protesters in several states. More than 40 protesters were detained and charged with criminal trespassing in Austin, Texas. And in Portland, Oregon, police arrested about 25 people. In Britain, Christian groups have declared support for anti-corporate protesters camped outside London's St. Paul's Cathedral. Christian activists say they will form a prayer ring around the encampment if police try to disperse the demonstrators. This comes after the government and the church said they will evict the protesters. An unusual snowstorm hitting the northeastern United States has claimed at least 9 lives. It has also cut electricity to more than 3 million households. States of emergency have been declared in New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and parts of New York. Road, rail, and air travel have been hit by the snowstorm. At least 10 Palestinians have been killed in a wave of Israeli airstrikes on Gaza over the past 24 hours. The 10th Palestinian was killed after the Islamic Jihad movement announced a ceasefire. The Palestinian group fired rockets at 2 Israeli cities in retaliation on Sunday, killing at least 1 person. Australian carrier Qantas Airways has resumed flights after a complete 2-day halt. This after an industrial tribunal ordered it and unions to end a row that grounded its entire fleet. Almost 70,000 passengers have been stranded as a result of the industrial action. Higher than usual tides have raised the level of Bangkok's Chao Phraya River. This has forced members of riverside communities to leave their homes. Water flowing down the river basin from the north has met with peak tides surging in from the Gulf of Thailand. Kyrgyzstan's Central Election Commission says Prime Minister Almazbek Atambayev has won the country's presidential election. The commission says Atambayev has secured more than half of the votes in the first round. The outright majority means there will be no runoff vote.